Ratcliffe, Biden gets advice from former and current employees of collaborative with China BlackRock. By Ian Hanchett on July 7, 2022. On Thursday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America's Newsroom, John Ratcliffe, who served as Director of National Intelligence under former President Donald Trump, argued that the Biden administration is one of the worst offenders when it comes to ignoring warnings from FBI Director Christopher Wray about the threat of China, and part of this is due to Biden getting advice from people who worked for BlackRock, an investment firm that he says has been more collaborative and complicit with the Chinese Communist Party, soft on China than anyone. And that unless the Biden administration approaches China with the right mindset, China's going to continue to be aggressive and to bully and to be more forthright and move, not just in the Indo-Pacific, but around the world. Ratcliffe stated, "It's like when you look out the passenger side window of your car. You see the words, 'Objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.' And in this case, that's China, and that's what, the warning that Director Wray gave yesterday and that he has been giving for years and that many of us have been giving. China does intend to own the control points in the global marketplace and in geopolitics. They intend to dominate economically, technologically, militarily, and they are willing to spy and steal and lie and cheat their way to superiority. And the message yesterday was to businesses and universities that they need to get that. But one of the worst offenders, I think, as you pointed out, Bill, is the Biden administration. They are just, they're not getting the message, and they're taking down many of the guardrails that were put up in place in the Trump administration to counter China's aggression." He added, "Why, you have to look at who's making the policy there. So, President Biden's top economic advisor is Brian Deese. His top foreign policy advisor announced last week on China is Tom Donilon. Those are both BlackRock executives. BlackRock as an investment firm has been more collaborative and complicit with the Chinese Communist Party, soft on China than anyone. Those are the people that are making policy decisions, ending the DOJ China initiative, and in response to China's aggression just 2 weeks ago saying, Bill, that if we interfere with Taiwan, they will put us on a path to death and smash us to smithereens. The response from the Biden administration was, we need to consider easing tariffs. So, we're sending the wrong message." The Biden administration from the beginning has gone back to this misconception that China is a strategic competitor. They are not. They are a lying, cheating, stealing competitor. They are a strategic adversary that intends to dominate us. And again, until that mindset takes hold in this administration, China is going to continue to be aggressive and to bully and to be more forthright and move, not just in the Indo-Pacific, but around the world. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.